Congress looks to end a program helping persecuted believers in Iran. An evangelist considers revival in the United States. And against all odds, missionaries are bringing hope to Zimbabwe. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Amidst cost-cutting efforts coming up in Congress is a humanitarian program that supports persecuted Christians in Iran. Evangelist Sammy Tippett experienced firsthand some of the oppression against the gospel, but the loss of the Lautenberg Amendment could be devastating for believers who would be trapped.
Lamar Smith, a congressman from here in Texas, has this package that is being put together whereby the Iranians would not be processed to get out of the country and here to the United States, those who are persecuted for their faith.
Most Iranian Christians would only leave their country in extreme circumstances. The expense-free humanitarian program grants asylum in the U.S. Not renewing it beggars the imagination.
We have a rich history of those who are persecuted for their faith coming to this country.
Things are changing in that Islamic Republic. Pray.
God is just working in an incredibly supernatural way, and people are coming to Christ.
We also have a link at our website so you can voice your opinion on the Lautenberg Amendment. Meanwhile, the United States could be on the brink of revival, and college students are leading the way. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship evangelist York Moore notes,
when we begin to see women and men praying for a greater work of God, when we begin to see them desiring a greater work of God, when we begin to see them seeking a greater work of God, those are indicators that God is at work in a unique and powerful way.
Prayer's a hallmark indicator of coming revival.
What I'm seeing around the country are quite independent events that are mirroring each other.
Whether staff or students, in or outside of InterVarsity, people seem to be crying out for revival. Moore says it would mean more than just lives saved.
Revival, if it's of God, will move out into culture to revitalize and renew the institutions of society.
And if there's one thing InterVarsity's seen in this Justice Generation, it's
a strong desire to change culture, to change society.
Be praying. You're listening to Mission Network News. We hear about kids' ministries all the time, but just how significant are they? Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says kids' clubs are crucial to kingdom building.
We don't usually think of 9-year-old kids as being super evangelists, but really, they can go places that other people can't.
One boy led his parents to Christ in a place where
if an adult evangelist had gone to that village, he would have been chased out.
Mission India has witnessed story after story like this. Kids go to their Bible clubs and bring Christ home with them.
When parents in India, the poorest people, when they observe that, hear that, and experience it, all the barriers to change are broken down, and their hearts are receptive to the good news.
Many churches want to start Bible clubs, but more funding is crucial. Help at our website.
$30 would provide 30 children with a Bible club. Most Bible clubs are between 30 and 40 kids, so a $40 gift would actually provide an entire Bible club for a village somewhere in India.
Next, despite early challenges and unfinished wells, the Living Water International team in northwestern El Salvador just celebrated a new working well. Considering 1 in 6 people there don't have clean water, this is not only a gift, it's an open door for ministry. Through the provision of clean water, Living Water enables the community to reach out to their neighbors, meeting physical and spiritual needs better than traditional missionaries ever could. And in Zimbabwe, Greg and Donna Fort with Southern Baptist International Mission Board are the only church-planting missionaries. Despite overwhelming odds of governmental religious opposition, HIV/AIDS, and unemployment rate, the church in Zimbabwe is seeing a lot of growth. For the first few years of the Fort's ministry, there were only 2 churches. Recently, 99 new believers were baptized, and the Forts are working on planting a 6th church. There are lots more details on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes by Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible. The KJV made it possible for the average person to understand God's Word. To help celebrate, they're making a free dramatized KJV New Testament available to you on MP3 CD. You can call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.